Parshas Vayakhel. The first pasuk starts off Vayakhel Moshe as Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. He said Moshe assembled all the B'nei Yisrael Vayomer Aleihem, and he told them that Eila Hadvar Mashet Tzivu Hashem Lasei Soisem. These are the things that Hashem want you to do. Now the question is, why does the pasuk have to start off to say Vayakhel Moshe and Moshe like gathered together all the B'nei Yisrael? I really, the Chassam Sofer asked the question, like in the Parshas Kedoshim to you, it's also brought down there that Moshe said the Parsha to the whole Klal Yisrael. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Even though there it doesn't say, Vayakhel Moshe, like Moshe gathered them all together. Hey, how come over here it starts off, Vayakhel Moshe, it has to tell us that Moshe first gathered together, and then he spoke El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. It would have been enough just to say that Vayomer Moshe El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe spoke to the old B'nei Yisrael. Why does it have to say two things? Vayakhel Moshe. Moshe first gathered everybody together, and then Vayomer Aleihem. Then he spoke to them. Now, exactly what was Moshe telling the B'nei Yisrael right now? So Ramban learns, and Rashi also says like that, that we're talking about Lemochros Yom HaKippurim. This was the day after Yom Kippur, when Moshe came down with the second Luchos, and now he wanted to tell the Yidden all about the Tzivuyim, the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him already from before. In other words, after we broke the Luchos, and now after the Chet Egel, and there was the Kapara that Hashem was Meratza, Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the Luchos Shnius, and he made a new bris with them, that Hashem would go with them now, His Shechina would still be with us. So to show that He has love with us again, He wanted to bring us together again to teach us. Moshe was telling the Klal Yisrael about the Indian of building the Mishkan. He told them now all the tzivui, all the mitzvahs, how exactly they have to go to build the Mishkan. That's what Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael. That's what the first Rashi says, that Lemochros Yom HaKippurim, on the day after Yom Kippur. Now really, Rashi before in Parshas Yisroi said that there's a Parshas of Eilah HaMishpotim, that Moshe came down and taught the whole Klal Yisrael, all the Mishpatim, all the Dinim. Rashi brings down that was also Mochros Yom HaKippurim. It's the day after Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second Luchos. On that day, Moshe went to teach Klal Yisrael Eilah HaMishpatim, all the different laws, how we have to act, Ben Adam LeChaveroin, not to steal from one another. He saw the Lochos Hilchot Choshe Mishpat, how we're supposed to act one another with our money. That's what Moshe taught them. The question is, Mashma here, from our Rashi here, that on the day after Yom Kippur, when Moshe came down, he taught them about the lochas of the Mishkan. So how come Moshe had to teach them both the exact same time? It comes out that he taught them Hilchas Mishpatim, and he also taught them now about the Mishkan the same day. Now, exactly how did Rashi know, like this pasuk here, Vayakhel Moshe is talking about Mochros Yom HaKippurim, the Churitz Poshit, because Pashid, there was no time before that for Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Klal Yisrael anything. Because what happened was that on Vav B'Sivan, that's when the Torah was given. And B'Shiva B'Sivan, on the seventh day of Sivan, after Matan Torah, Moshe went up to Rekia, he went up to the Shemayim, in order to receive the Luchos HaRishonos. And he stood there for 40 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu came down then on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the 17th day of Tammuz. That's when he came down after the 40 days, and he saw the way the Yidden were doing the Chet Regel, and that's when he broke the Luchos Rishonos. And then on the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu again went up to Shemayim to be misaking the Torah that was supposed to come out of the Chet Regel, and to pray for Klal Yisrael. And Moshe stood there in Shemayim for again 40 days, and he came down on Chof Tes Ba'ov. Moshe Rabbeinu came down Kedelasos HaLuchos HaShnius, to go make then the Luchos HaShnius, that was after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like said he would be Moichel Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu came down to make the second Luchos. Olamachros, on the next day, which was Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu again went up to Shemayim, Kedei Lekablam, to receive them from Hashem, and he stood there again for 40 days. And he came down on Yom HaKippur, that was the 40th day, and that's when he came down with the Luchos HaShnius. And that was the day that Kesedah L'Doris, Yom Kippur, is the day that we ask for Mechilus Lichum. We ask for Hashem to forgive us. Because that was the day when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos HaShnius. That was like the Makav HaPatish, the end, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us for the Chet Regel. So So therefore, it comes out that on Yom Kippur, that's the first day Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luch HaShnius. So up until now, he couldn't tell anything to Klal Yisrael. So now Mochros, on the next day after Yom Kippur, that's the first time Moshe Rabbeinu had time to talk to Klal Yisrael. So that's why at this day now, Rashi is saying in the Ramban, that that's this parasha of Vayakel Moshe. Moshe now gathered together all the Yidden to teach them about the halachos of the Mishkan. To tell them that the tzivah, we have to go start to build the Mishkan, and exactly how we have to do it. And Hu Adin Rashi before in Yisroel said that when Moshe taught Klal Yisroel Eila Mishpatim, that was also talking about right now on this day, Machros Yom HaKippur. And the Kli Yakor once explained, like, how come Moshe Rabbeinu started to teach both of them, both halachas at the same time. He taught to them about Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, about the halachas of Eila Mishpatim. And then he spoke to them right away about the Asiyas HaMishkan, because he says, Poshit, that the union of the Mishkan now was that Klal Yisrael has to give matonis, has to give presents, has to be menadiv money to the Mishkan in order to build it. Now, before we give a matonah, we give a present away to the Mishkan, we have to make sure that present is clean from gezel. There should be no issur gezel from the money. Because if you're giving something that you stolen goods, with that you can't go to build the Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, you can't bring the Shechina there with such objects. Therefore, it goes together that now that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach them to the Hilchos Mishkan, that they have to give matanas, they have to go and give presents, give the money for the binyan of the Mishkan, he wanted to make sure at the same time that they know clearly now the halachas of Eila HaMishpatim, the halachas of Gezel, not to steal from one another, to make sure all the presents they are giving is kosher money, is money that's clean from any type of gezel, any type of stealing, that is pure money that could be given for the Mishkan. And that's Pshan, the Pasuk, that later in Pasuk Kei it says, Kichu me'itchen, Truma Lashem, that you should take from them, Truma Lashem, Kol Nediv Liboy, Yivieho Eis Truma Sashem, Zoho Vochesa Bunuchoshis. And this is the first Pasuk that says now that they should start giving the presents to the Mishkan. And it says, Lashon of Kichu me'itchen, take from them. So the extra lashon of me'itchem means, they want to say, the money that belongs to you. In other words, if you want to give presents to the Mishkan, you have to first make sure that that present really belongs to you. It's not something that was stolen or belongs to somebody else, a pikadin, something that you don't have right to give. Only things that belong to you 100% are pidin of Choshen Mishpat, such things you could give true malashim. So that's why it's good at the exact same day of Machros Yom Kippur, which was the first day Moshe Rabbeinu had time to talk to Klal Yisrael. He spoke to them about these two inyonim, the inyonim of Mishpat and the inyonim of Matonis, to give for the Mishkan. Now, on this last pasuk of Chume Yitchem, really the pasuk before that starts off that says in pasuk Dalid, Vayomer Moshe el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe spoke to all the b'nei Yisrael, Lamer, saying, Zeh hadover asher tzivu Hashem Lamer. This is what Hashem commanded me to say. So Rashi says here, Li Lamer Lechem. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that Kodesh Baruch Hu told it to me, to tell over to you. So the Mefarshim all ask, like, what is Rashi coming to say? Pshita. Like, we're talking about now things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. And Pshita, the purpose of telling Moshe was to tell it over to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So what does Rashi have to add here to say that Hashem told me, Lay Molochem, to tell you? Pshita, that's what happened. And Pasha is going on the next Pasuk. It says, Chume Yitchem, Truma Lashem, that you should take now from the people, Truma Lashem. And the Sefer Divri Yecheskel, he wants to answer this with the Zohar, that the Zohar Reifenot of Oth asked the question, and he asked, how come at the beginning of Parshas Truma, by the beginning of the Tzivon, Hashem commanded them that for the Mishkan, there it says a lotion of Me'eis Kol Ish Ashe Yedvenu Liboy, that you should take the presents for the Mishkan from anybody that has a heart that wants to give it. It's Mashmi Me'eis Kol Ish, from anybody. And how come the Zohar asks, how come over here in Parshas Vayakel, here it says, Vayomer Moshe el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Here it says that Moshe said, el kol, like this Pasuk Dalet, Vayomer Moshe el kol adas b'nei Yisrael lema. That Moshe only spoke to the adas b'nei Yisrael. Which he says, Loshen adas b'nei Yisrael means, the miyuchodim, the special people of b'nei Yisrael, but not including everybody. And the Zohar answers, that at the beginning of Parshas Truma, that was before the Chet Egel, when Hashem said that you could take the presents for the Mishkan, he included everybody. Even the Erev Rav, he also included then. That's why there it says, Me'eis kol ish ashayit ben olibay. Even the Erev Rav. But after the Chet Egel, that Hashem saw, that was Yiduah Techlai saw, that the Chet Egel was such bad people, such Rishoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to receive any presents from them. Therefore now, in Pashas Vayakal, here it says that, Vayomer, says Vayomer Moshe, kol adas b'nei Yisrael. And that's Pshan, the beginning of the Pasuk also, the Pasha starts off. That here it says, Vayakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe gathered together all the Adas B'nai Yisrael, which means, according to the Zohar, the special people of B'nai Yisrael, excluding the Erev Rav. Now Hashem did not include the Erev Rav anymore. Hashem did not want them to give Matanah's presents for the Mishkan. And that's what the Zohar says. That's why it says here, Tchu Me'itchem, Trumal Hashem, that you should take from you, Me'itchem. Me'itchem means only from you, for my Klal Yisrael. But Hashem's miyuchodim of Bnei Yisrael and not the Erev Rav, not the extra people that became Mizgayir B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Kru Meyitchem, from you, from only you, from the Adas Bnei Yisrael, the special Bnei Yisrael. That's the way the Zohar learns here. That's why it starts off again from Vayakel Moshe as Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. So the Divrei Chazal wants to say, maybe that's what Rashi is also saying here, that on the Zeha Dover, that it says Li, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, Moshe Rabbeinu, Leimar Lochem, to tell you, Lochem here means, you, means the special part of Bnei Yisrael, and excluding the Erev Rav. Hashem did not want to include the Erev Rav now, after the Chet Egel, but rather only the Bnei Yisrael itself. And maybe now we could also understand the first question that we ask, like why does the Pasha start off, Vayakel Moshe es kol adas Bnei Yisrael? Why does it have to say that Moshe assembled together all the Bnei Yisrael, he spoke to everybody, Pshita, like the Chassam Seif asks. Let it just say, V'yemeh Moshe, I'll call out the Asp Bnei Yisrael, and we would know he's talking to everybody. But according to the way the Zohar learns, the Pshat is now, we're talking about now, after the Chet Egel. After what happened, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Klal Yisrael, because of the Erev Rav, those were the ones that made the Chet Egel, and because of that, Moshe broke the first Luchos, and then Moshe went up to get the second Luchos. And now we're talking about now, Mochros Yom HaKippurim, after Yom Kippur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Figet Klal Yisrael. So now like Moshe Rabbeinu wants to make a new bris, get the whole Klal Yisrael together again now, to put them back on their feet, to go further in building the Mishkan. So Moshe, like the Zohar says now, was only talking to Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael, who was only talking about to the special part of Klal Yisrael, not the Erev Rav. This was a special type of a kehillah, that Vayakel Moshe, Moshe went to gather together now special people, the Bnei Yisrael, to put them together again, excluding the Erev Rav. Like to give a chizuk now, like we always say, Klal Yisrael has to be together. When there's achdus, when everybody's working together, that's when the Shechinah is Klotech Klal Yisrael, and that's the way it is B'Shat Kabbalah Satorah. So Moshe now wanted to start them off on the right track, so he made a special kehillah, but only taking the Adas Bnei Yisrael and not the Erev Rav. So this was a special type of a kehillah of a semblance. That's what the Pasuk has to say, Vayakel Moshe. Moshe went to assemble together who? As Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Only the special part of Bnei Yisrael and not the Erev Rav. And this was after Yom Kippur, that he wanted to put them down on the right track now, and now we're going to go together to keep the Shechina with us. We're going to go to build the Mishkan. And that's why Moshe now had to teach them that you want to give the money for the Mishkan, that this should be, that the Shechinah should be with us, we have to make sure we're using kosher money. The money has no Issa Gezel on it. That's why this day also we had to teach them Hilchas Choshet Mishpat, the Lachas of Eilah HaMishpatim. And that's again why the Pasuk says, Kru Me'itchem, we have to make sure the money comes from you, it's your money. With kosher money, we could go to build the Shechinah, to build the Mishkan, to have the Shechinah with us. Then the Pasuk goes on, but after it says, Vayomer Aleihem, that Eila hadvorim asher tzivu Hashem lasos oisam, and Pasuk Bey says, Sheshes yomim tayosem melocho, for 6 days you should do work, uvayom hashvi yielochem kodesh, and on the seventh day it should be holy, Shabbos shabosoim Lashem, it should be Shabbos Lashem, koloisa voy melocho yumas. You're not allowed to do work on Shabbos, there's a chi of misa. But the Pasuk starts off in the Eila hadvorim. These are the things that you should watch out for, that 6 days you could do work, and the seventh day not. And the famous Gemara in Shabbos Dashen from Eila Hadvarim is Begematria the Lamed Tes Melochis, that on Shabbos it's also to do 39 Melochis. That's Eila is Begematria 39. So Posek is saying Sheshes Yomim Tayosa Melocha, 6 days you're allowed to do these Lamed Tes Melochis, and on the seventh day you have to stop not to do the Lamed Tes Melochis. And it says the Hilcha Shabbos here right next to the Halachas of building the Mishkan. From here we say this is the smichas that we learn out. What are considered the Lama test, the 39 malachas that we are not allowed to do on Shabbos? We learn it out from the 39 malachas that we have in the Mishkan. The 39 type of works that they had to do in the Mishkan, these things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So it's very good to pause it again. It says, Eila Hadvorim. Like these are the 39 types of malachas. That Sheshes Yomim Tayasa Malacha. The 6 days of the week do this work how? Even by building the Mishkan. You're supposed to build the Mishkan. These Lamed Tes Melochas you need to build the Mishkan. When are you allowed to do them? Only the 6 days of the week. Uvayom HaShvi, but it comes the seventh day on Shabbos, Yilochem Kodesh, you're not allowed to do Melocha on Shabbos. And like Rashi brings down here, that even for the Melechas HaMishkan is not Doicha Shabbos. That's what Rashi says here, that Sheshes Yomim, Rashi says, Hiktim Lehem HaZorah Shabbos Tzivu Melechas HaMishkan. The Pasuk first starts off that there's an Azorah to watch out not to do Malach on Shabbos, before the Pasuk talks about building the Mishkan, Loima to teach us, Sheina Doicha Shabbos, that the building of the Mishkan is not Doicha Shabbos. We need a special limit here to teach us that it's not Doicha the Shabbos. So that's very good what the Pasuk is saying. These exact 39 Malachas that you're doing in the 6 days of the week to build the Mishkan, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. Agav, just to know that these 39 malachas really started from before, even before the Mishkan. That there's a Taisvis in Arvei Psochim on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. That there the Gemara says that when we make Kiddush on Friday night, we should also remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'man Tisku Yisrael Tzeschom Yeretz Mitzrayim. The Taisvis speaks out, L'kach Kovu Zeich Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why would the Kaveyas remember Yitzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos? So Taisa says, "V'shamati miram sheyesh b'medrash, because he's a medrash, l'fisha b'mitzrayim, mitzrayim ovdu behem b'yisro b'forach." It says that the mitzrayim made Klai Yisro work very hard b'forach. He says, "V'porach be'aftaf be'shim gimlamid shem melachis aboyim chosrachas." It comes out that the b'forach, that the mitzrayim made the Jews work hard at mitzrayim, were with the 39 melachis. Ugeshinigolu, and now when we became freed, Mimitzrayim from Mitzrayim, Hezirim al HaShabbos, Lishbois Me'oisalam Tes Melochis. Now that we became freed and we have the mitzvahs of Shabbos, now it's a mitzvah to rest from those 39 Melochis which the Jews had to work in Mitzrayim. So it's interesting that the 39 Melochis first started out in Mitzrayim, that's what the Mitzrayim made the Jews work hard work with the 39 Melochis. And then when they got freed, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos to rest from the 39 malachas. That's why the Gemara says that when you make Kiddush Friday night, you're supposed to remember Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim. In other words, Shabbos is resting from the 39 malachas, so we have to know we have a schus now to rest from them, whereas in Mitzrayim, we were forced to work hard with those Lama Tes malachas. But I'll call upon them from our sugi here in the Chumash, when the Gemara always says, we learn out the Lama Tes malachas from the work that was done in the Mishkan. Now, the Mefarshim asked a question here, like, what's the Havamina to say, really, that the Melechas Mishkan should be Deicha Shabbos? Of course, it's not Deicha Shabbos. That's the way some ask it. Some ask it the opposite way. Like, Taka, why isn't the Melechas Mishkan Deicha Shabbos? Like, Lamashul, there's a Mechilta here. In Pasuk Beis, when the Pasuk says that Uvayom HaShvi Yiyah Kodesh, Yiyah Lochem Kodesh, so the Mechilta says, Lochem Kodesh V'lamokam Chol. That what's called Kodesh, that we're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, that's only for us. For us, we're not allowed to do the Malacha. Aba ulamokam choyl, but to do things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's mutter, that's still considered choyl, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Like Lamashal, we're allowed to bring the Karbonis on Shabbos. The Korban HaTomid, the Korban Ben Havayim, the Musafim, there were Karbonis that were brought on Shabbos, that's called Tzorcha Gevoya. And what's needed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, those things we are allowed to do on Shabbos. So that's the Mechilta here that says, Yiyah Lochem Kodesh, we dashen Lochem, for you it's Kodesh, Ulamokem Chol. But certain things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, for the Mishk, for the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring Karbonos even on Shabbos. So then the question is, really the Torah Tamim asked the question, like, if that's so, why isn't the binyan, the building of the Mishkan, also Doich HaShabbos? Like, why are we building the Mishkan? Tzorach Kavaya, we're building the Mishkan that there should be a Makom where Hashem should be living there, the Shekhinah should be there, and there should be a place that we could bring the Kabbonis. So just like the Kabbonis itself, the sacrifices itself, certain ones are Doich HaShabbos, so Tak, it's a question, why wasn't the binyan of the Mishkan also Doich HaShabbos? Other Mepharshim asked the question, how come in the Pashas before, in Pashas Kisisa, over there, first the Pasuk talks about the Melechas HaMishkan, and then it talks about the Inyan of Shabbos. Achei Shabbos Se Tishmeru. And how come over here, in Pashas Vayakel, first it starts off with the Inyan of Shabbos, and then it talks about the Melechas HaMishkan? How come in Kisisa, first it says Melechas HaMishkan, and then it talks about the Inyan to rest on Shabbos? And here in Vayakel, it's just the opposite. First it talks about Shabbos, then it talks about the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. And really the Meshech Chochma wants to answer this, and the Meshech Chochma, so Or Sameach, wants to say like this, that he wants to answer both of these questions, and say that it depends. That in the beginning of Kisisa, that was like really before Klai Yisrael did the Chet Regel. Before Klai Yisrael did the Chet Regel, the Shekhinah was B'toich Klai Yisrael. Hashem was here with us. So he wants to say the pshat is that when we have the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan, why are we allowed to bring Karbonos on Shabbos? Because the pshat is if we already have the Shekhinah here, when the Shekhinah is here, now we are allowed to do certain work for the Shekhinah. That's the reason why we could bring Karbonos on Shabbos, because like it's a Hechsher mitzvah for the Shekhinah. We're doing things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Shekhinah is here in the Mishkan. So he wants to say that in Pashas Kisisa, before the Chet Regel, even without having the Mishkan, the Shekhinah was here, but the Shekhinah was amongst us. So then, building the Mishkan then, if the Shekhinah was here, it's considered we're doing work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be that before the Chet Regel, it would have been mutter to build the Mishkan even on Shabbos. Because that's doima to a korban that we're doing work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Shekhinah himself. However, after the Chet Regel, that the Shekhinah went away from Klal Yisrael, now we have to build the Mishkan in order to get the Shekhinah here. We have to build a place where the Shekhinah will be amongst us. So up until we build the Mishkan, before we build it, like the Shekhinah is not amongst us. Therefore, we cannot build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Because what is Doich HaShabbos? Only if the Shekhinah is here with us, then the work we're doing for the Shekhinah, that has a right to be Doich HaShabbos. Like after we have the Mishkan, after it's built already, now the Shekhinah is here living there, we are allowed to go and like feed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Lamashon, give him Kabbonis, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. However, before we build the Beis HaMishkan, before we build the Mishkan, since the Klai Yisrael did the Chet Hegel, that the Shekhinah went away from them, we had to first go build the Mishkan in order to get the Shekhinah here with us. So before we build the Mishkan, or while we're building the Mishkan, the Shekhinah wasn't here yet. Therefore now it's not mutter to build the Mishkan on Shabbos, because it's not considered you're doing an avodah to Hashem. It's only like a hechsher. You're only doing something now in order to make it possible that the Shekhinah should have a place to live, and eventually the Shekhinah would be here in the Makam HaMishkan. But right now when we're building the Mishkan, the Shekhinah is not here yet. So that's the way the Meshech Chochma wants to answer. That in Pashas Kisisa there, first it says the Melechas HaMishkan, and then it says Shabbos. Because at that point you would have been allowed to build the Mishkan even on Shabbos. However, now in Pashas Vayakel, which is after the Chet Regel, so now the Shekhinah is not with us yet, so here the Torah first says the Pasha of Shabbos, and like Rashi says, to teach us that Mishkan is not the Doich Shabbos, and therefore we have to go build the Mishkan now to make a Mokom, a place where Hashem will live, where the Shekhinah would be there. But while we're building, since the Shekhinah is not here yet, we do not have a right to do it on Shabbos. It's only after the Mishkan is finished that the Shekhinah has a place to live. Now we have a right to go bring the Karbonos on Shabbos, to bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, it's interesting. The Baal HaTurim here at the beginning says that this Parshas Vayakel, that right away it starts off about Shabbos, teaches Shesh Yishom Teyosa Melocha, and he says that the Parsha before the end of Kisisa was talking about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had Kikoran or Pnei Moshe. The Moshe Rabbeinu had a special shine coming out of his face. So the Baal HaTurim says, what's the smichas? What does one have to do with the other? So he says, Kikoran or Pnei is the Samach Loi Pasha Shabbos Loima to teach us, She'ena Doimer, Kirun Ponim Shel Shabbos L'Shar Yomim. That no matter how much your face shines in the middle of the weekday, on Shabbos will shine more. In other words, there's a special Kedusha to Shabbos. A person's face shines more on Shabbos than in the middle of the weekday. Then he also says, Vayomer Vayakil. Why does it say Vayakil? Like Moshe gathered everybody together. He says, Lefi Shebo Loima Parasha Shabbos. Because Moshe now was going to teach them the Parasha of Shabbos. Is Remez Shebe Shabboses V'yomim Toivim Nikolim L'shmoy Hadrosha. That there's a minig that on Shabbos and Yontif people get together to hear a drosha. You come to learn, you hear the Rav gives you a shiur, you come to learn on Shabbos. So that's the smichas here of Vayakal, gathering together, and then about Shabbos, that on Shabbos is this Indian to learn Torah Barabbim. And really there was a medrash that says that Peshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, gave it away. The Torah had a taina. The Torah was taining and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ad Asher Shel Yisrael Shvuyim Bamidbar, V'yein Lemeisek Achar, Hem Yoshim Oiskim BaTorah. It's the 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, I understand, they'll learn me. They have nothing else to do, they'll sit and learn Torah. What's going to be after they come into Eretz Yisrael? The Torah had a time that was asking to Hashem, what's going to be when Klal Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael and is going to have to start working? And this one's going to work on the fields, this one's going to do this type of work, and they're not going to have time to learn Torah. What's going to be with the Torah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back and said, Nosati lohem yoim sholem b'shvua. I gave them one complete day of the week. L'shmecho, for your sake, shebiyoim ha-Shabbos yasku b'Torah. Because on the day of Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to rest now, and on this day, there will be yosik in Torah. Like the Pasuk says, sheshesh yomim t'yosam malacha. For 6 days, you have the right to do malacha, to do work. Abu Vayom HaShvi, on the seventh day, Yielochem Kodesh, it should be holy. Sheboy Ein Lohem Shum Esek Achlasasek Boy. Because Baruch Hu was Mephias the Torah by saying that on Shabbos, Klal Yisrael has no other work to do but to sit and learn Torah. Umifnei Shatorah Nispaiso Bezeh, since the Torah accepted this piece, we have to make sure, like to sit and learn Torah on Shabbos. And that's why it's very good, the way this Baal Turim is saying now. That is Vayakil. There's a remez here that on Shabbos people should get together to come to learn Torah. Like if you can't learn yourself, come to a shir, come by a rov, sit and learn. And that's the meaning that on Shabbos there should be drushes, there should be shirim going on Shabbos. Everybody should be able to come and learn, especially on Shabbos. And Lamaisa the Tur in Or Chaim and Simon Reis Tzadik brings down this medrash. And Hilchas Shabbos, and Itaka says that the Torah says tzorach sheyigvo medrash. You have to be kaveya, set aside a place. Lohaydia liyam eschukei elakim v'yesteroysov. V'yasa lekvoya sude bisman beis medrash. That is an inyan bedavka to have a shir on Shabbos, and you should not be kaveya. You should not have your suda, your meal in the time when the beis medrash there is a shir going on. And the beis Yosef brings down that in the Tanchuma, Medrash Tanchuma, it says that Vayakil Moshe, Balagodah Hayuimrim, Mitchilas HaTorah V'yad Seifer, from the beginning of the Torah until the end, Ein Bo Parsha Shinema Bo Kihilo V'Roshah. There's no Parsha that starts off Vayakil that Moshe made an assembling of everybody together. Ela Parsha Zubavad. This is the only Parsha in the Torah. So Medrash says, V'loma, why? Because Kachoma Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Raid, go down, the Yaseli Kehilas Gedolos. Make big assemblings, Gedolos B'Shabbos on Shabbos. Kedesha Yilmadu Kol Hadoros HaBoyim Achrecha. That everybody, all the next generations, should learn from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Lahakil Kehilos, B'chol Shabbos. That people should get together on Shabbos. Lahachnes Abote Knesiyas, to go to the book, the Knesiyas Abote Midrashos. Lomad Bem Teru L'Rabim. In order to learn Torah Barabbim. That's the smichas of this parsha of Vayakil. Moshe went together, everybody together, and then it says the parsha on Shabbos. So the Medrash Tanchuma says this means to teach us that Moshe came down on Shabbos to teach them. Everybody should learn Torah together.
All right, turn over.
Yeah, and this is a limud, l'dor v'doros, for every generation after this, that they should be learning Don V'Rabim on Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef goes on, then it says, Dov V'Rach, another pshat is, it says, V'yakel Moshe Amul HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael, Im Atem Nikolim B'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos, if you gather together on every Shabbos, V'bot the Kinesias V'bot the Midrashas, V'Kurin B'Torah, and you read the Torah, U'B'Neviim, and you learn Novi, is Mali Ani Aleichem, I consider it, Kilo Hem Lachtem Oisi V'Yolomi, as if Klai Yisrael accepted upon themselves the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we accepted upon ourselves the kingdom of Hashem. Shekein Yishayor Anovi Meforish, V'yatem Odenum Hashem, V'ani Elatem Idim Elai, Shani Lakov Yerlam, that we're made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech on the world. Therefore he says, U'mikan Somcho B'chol Tfusas Yisrael, this is the meaning all over Klai Yisrael, L'skabes Abote Knesias, to come together in Shul, the Likros Mikro, that we lay in the Torah on Shabbos, the Lidrosh B'divrei Agodah, and we should also say over at Dvar HaGodah, Achas Sudas Shachris, after the meal of Shachris. This is the minhag that we learn, we lay in the Torah on Shabbos, and to have a drosha on Shabbos is because of this inyan, that the Kilah, the assemblies gathering together, is that we should have learning done on Shabbos. Like this first Medrash says that the Torah brings down, that that's what the Torah had complaints about Kodesh Baruch Hu. When is Klai Yisrael going to have time to learn Torah? The Kodesh Baruch Hu answered them back, that Shabbos, I'm giving Shabbos, that 6 days they could do work. V'vayom ha-shvi, yilachem kodesh, means that should be restful, not do any work on Shabbos, instead learn the Torah on Shabbos. And the way it goes on, the next Medrash means, learn the Torah barabim. Everybody together, there should be no p'tur, even if you can't learn yourself. There should be shiurim going on, places to come to learn together on Shabbos. Then the pasuk in Gimel says, "Lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos." They said on Shabbos is an issa melacha not to make fire, not to burn, make fire on Shabbos. Now the Gemara darshens a lot of different drushes on this pasuk. Like the question is, what is this pasuk talking about? That there's, we know there's lametes melachas that are also 39. Why does the pasuk pick dafka on this one, leisavaru eish, not to burn fire, not to make fire on Shabbos? And there's a lot of different machlokes. Some learn that. Some say it's the lav yotasa, that there's only a lav if you do this on Shabbos, not a chiyav misa. And some of our Hashem learn no, that there is a chiyav misa for burning, making fire on Shabbos. And the chiddush of this melacha is we learn out, just like by doing this one malacha, there's a chiyav misa, or else b'shoygi yichayev echatis, who adin for any one of the other lametes malachis? Just by doing one of them, there's a chiyav echatis by itself. Other drushes are that le'savaru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem, that wherever you live, you're not allowed to make fire. And we darshin from this, that davka b'chol mosh v'seichem le'savaru, avo b'migdash muta lahavir, that in the base of migdash, you're allowed to burn fire there. Like we said, you're allowed to bring kabonos on Shabbos. So for those kabbonish, let him make fire on Shabbos. There is another drosha that the Mechulta learns out from here, and the Chinuch brings it down for one of the mitzvahs, that the mitzvah is Shlayasu Bezdin Mishpat Movis B'Shabbos, that Bezdin is not allowed to kill anybody on Shabbos. And the Chinuch brings down from Lashon HaMechulta that says, it says, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisavaru Eish, you're not allowed to make fire on Shabbos. So the Mechulta says, Sreifa B'chlal Hoysa, Sreifa is one of the Lametes Melochis. The Yotzei Solalamit, why does it go out to teach us that Mas Sreifam Yuchedeshi Achas Mimises Bezdin, just like Sreifa burning is one of the Dalad Mises of Bezdin, the Bezdin kills people, the Eina Derches Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, is Av Kol Shor Mises Bezdin Lo Yitches Shabbos, who than any one of the other Dalad Mises Bezdin is not Derches Shabbos. That Bezdin is not allowed to kill anybody on Shabbos. And the Chinuch explains what's the Meshar Sheha Mitzvah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mechabed, wanted to give honor to this day of Shabbos, and they wanted to give Menucha, give peace to everybody, even the Chaitim, even the people that did sins that deserved to be killed. Hashem still wanted them to have rest on Shabbos. And the Chinuch says it's a Moshul Amela Godel to a great king, Shekorah B'nei Habdina Yoyin Echad L'Suda. He called all the people in his town to come to a big meal. And he didn't lock the door on anybody. He let everybody come in. So that's Hashem also. One day Hashem wanted to be Mekadesh L'chabed Yom HaShabbos, to give Kedusha, holiness and honor to the Yom HaShabbos for our sake. And therefore he said that even the Bezdin should be closed on Yom Tifla on Shabbos like not to be able to kill anybody on Shabbos. And Huadin the Balaturim here also brings down, like in Asmachti says in the Pasuk Loisavaru Eish, he says that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Or Shali, Pirish Shogehenim, Heis Gehenim, Shoveses Bishvilchem, will also rest on Shabbos. Is Gam Or Shalachem Yeshoves. So Hashem is saying, just like my fire of Gehenim, Hashem will stop it on Shabbos, the same thing, we should also rest for not making fire on Shabbos. So the same meaning, like the Chinuch is learning out from here, that Bezdin does not do Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, who then Hashem says he will not have Gehenim burning, the fire will not be on Shabbos, all because of the covet, the honor and the respect we're going to give to Shabbos, that everybody should rest on Shabbos. The Ramban over here speaks out that the Chiddush of this Pasuk is that I would think, just like on Yontif, you're allowed to cook, his Eichel Nefesh is mutter to do on Yontif, maybe to do Malachas like cooking should be mutter to do on Shabbos. Kamashpon here, the Pasuk is saying no, Loisavaru Eish Bechol Mashvasechem, that you are not allowed to even make fire, even for the purpose of cooking, it's Osir on Shabbos. Then the Pasuk if the Sheni says, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayavoyu Kol Ish, Asher nesoi liboi, v'chol asher nod varuchoi, oisoi heviyu esfumas Hashem l'mechosoi amoyed, v'chol avedosu l'bibi ha-kodesh. The Pasuk starts off, v'yavoyu kol ish, asher nesoi liboi. There's every person who stirred up his heart. Asher nesoi liboi, mashmi, he stirred it up himself, he stirred up his heart. So the Ramban says, what's this lashon of nesoi liboi? He stirred up his heart. So he says, Ramban, this goes upon the Chachomim, the smart people that did the Melacha. And he says the Pshat is because really these people had nobody to learn from, to know how to do the Melacha. There was no like teacher there. So how did the people know if they could do the Melacha or not? He says, Elomotso betivoy shiyod alasas came, that the people thought that that's our ateva, that's the Metzias of us, that's our character, that we could do it. The Yigbol Liboy V'Darki Hashem, and they lifted up the hearts in the way of Hashem to come to Moshe and tell him, we're going to do whatever you tell us. And because of that, they was zeicher that they received the Chochmah, and they were able to build the Mishkan. And the Mashkiach, Rabbi Rucham Zatzal, talks a lot about this Ramban. And we learn out from this Ramban, this is the side where all the Gedolim, the great people, became great people, is the Pshat is because they took it to heart to say that whatever Hashem wants us to do, we're going to do. Like we're going to hop around, we're going to bring up our hearts and do as much as we could do. We don't know why, how, and when, and where, just we're going to try our best to do all that we could do. The person is Nisol Liba, lifts up his heart and wants to do all that he could do. With that, he'll strive going to be a Godol, to be a great person. And this applies to like all things, like any person you are. Whatever you could do, you don't realize what you're good for, what you could tithe. Any little bit of effort you put into doing mitzvahs, to doing things for the tzibur, doing things for the klal yisrael, you can never tell. The little bit of effort you put in, from that you decide, yes, you're going to do, you're going to organize, you're going to make an organization, you're going to make a vad here, a vad there, help out, do gemilos chasodim, do tevis for other people, help other people learn, help people collect stockum. Any type of a mitzvah you get yourself involved in, and you just take it upon yourself to say, yes, I'm going to do it, the most that I could. And before you know it, you could start going to do this mitzvah tremendously. And you'll have a tremendous amount of schar. Whereas you just sit back and think, who am I? I'm not Roy. I'm not capable of doing it. I can't help out. I can't help out somebody else. I'm not Roy to organize. I can't be part of the Vad. I can't be part of the Klal. I can't be part of the Tzibur. I can't be part of the Shir. You'll get nowhere. But the way we have to shtai gois is nesol liboy. The Pasuk says, V'yavoyu kol ish asher nesol liboy. They lifted up the heart. They stirred up themselves and figured, we have a time here, we're here in this world to do things, to do mitzvahs. Let's hop around, let's try and do the best we could. Let's try and build the Mishkan. We didn't just sit down and said, we have nobody to learn from, how are we going to know how to build it? Who are we to build it? No, they lifted up the hearts and figured, this is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants the Mishkan to be built. We're going to go and try our best to do what we could. The person lifts up his heart and tries the best that he could do. From that, Hashem helps you, and you can become Gedolim. You could do tremendous deeds. That if you just sit back, you figure, I can never do these things. But just for a little effort, putting yourself into it, putting anything that you could do. Everybody could do something to help out another Jew, Klal Yisrael, help out doing mitzvahs, help out other people. Any little bit you could put into it, and you put yourself all the way in. Nisol Libay, from little things, Yishtaigais to Bigreilim, great things. And the Mashkiach works in a perek in Mishlei, for the way the Medrash is Masba, the Psukim, that a Mishlei, perek Vov, of Parsak Vov, it says, that Shlomo Melech said, Leich el Nomola Otzel. He's a lazy person, go look at the Nomola, go look at an ant. Rei Durochea Vechakom. Look at the way it does things and becomes smart. Asher Ein Lo Kotzin Shreiter Moishel. Ants have no king, no rulers over them. Tochin Ba'kayit Lachmu. It prepares for itself in the summer the bread that it needs. Ogro Ba'kotzir Macholet. It collects together the food that it needs. Is Ad Mosai Otso Tishkov Mosai Tochin Mishnasecha. You lazy person, when will you wake up to, like, also do, learn from the ant? So the Medrash explains, like, what did Shlomo Melech mean to say that a lazy person should go to learn from the ants, from a Namola? What do we learn from that? So the Medrash says that Rabbanan Amri, Ha Namola Hazu Shloisha Batim Yeshla. This ant has three houses. V'yena Knesset Belyon, it doesn't go into the top story, if they had laugh, because it's afraid maybe the rainwater will fall in. Below the tachton, he doesn't go into the bottom house, the bottom story, if they had tina, because of the dirt. Elabiam Tsoi, he only lives in the middle story. The Eino Chaya Ela Shisha Chadoshim. The whole life of an ant is only 6 months. V'cho Macholo Eino Ela Chito Machza. All the food that an ant needs to live on is only one chita, one wheat, and a half. It's 1.5 weeks, wheat, is enough for an ant to live on. And what does the ant do? V'holeches, it goes v'machneses v'kayitz, it collects in the summer. Kol ma'ashe moitzi, anything it finds. Chitim usarim v'adoshim, it collects the wheat, the barley, and the adoshim. V'lom mi'yosekein, why does the ant go and collect so much if he only needs 1.5 pieces of wheat? Sh'om rokos, he says the ant, shem lo yigzer alayin kodesh baruch hu chayim. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant me more life. I'll be able to live longer, and I'll need more to eat. So that's why now he goes around and collects a lot. The yearly muchin lechol, and the male, if Hashem grants me more life, I'll have what to eat. Is Omer Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Rab Shimon ben Yochai said, my sohoye once happened, o motzu b'bor shaloh, sholosh meyos kur, that they looked into the hole of an ant, where he stores up his food, and they found there 300 kurs worth of tfu of there. Is lefikach, therefore, Omar Shlomo, Shlomo Melech said, Leich el nomolo otzel, if you're a lazy person, go look at the ant. Re'ei d'rachel b'chakem, look at its ways and become smart from that. There is af atem heskinu lachem mitzvahs menelo mazil el mabo. The major sends off. That you should also prepare yourself in this world, do a lot of mitzvahs that you'll have to take with you to Olam Habo. But the Mashgiach explains here that what a wonder this is, that look at the ant, that he's such a small creature, and all that he needs to live on is only just 1.5 pieces of a wheat. Still, he takes all his kliches together, all his strength, and he works hard, and he collects and collects and collects food, till it comes out to have over 300 kur full of wheat. And what does he do all this for? Just because maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant him to have more life, and he'll need what to eat. But I'll call upon him the ant. If he would just think how much he needs, can he do so much? He would never get to this madrega, this thought, I could do so much. He would never believe it, that he could collect so much. Just he has this little thought in his mind, maybe he'll live a little bit longer, so therefore he tries his best to collect and collect and collect as much as he could, until finally he ended up with having 300 kurs worth of wheat. So Mashgiach wants to say, Alachas kama v'kama b'nei yodim, a person, that we don't know how long we're going to live. We don't know how much strength we have. We don't know how many mitzvahs we could do. We don't know how many mitzvahs we need. We don't know what the schar, the reward, would be in Olam Haba. We just know that as much mitzvahs as we do, the more we put into it, the more schar we will get in Olam Haba. We have to prepare, like the Mishnah Novice says, Haskin atzmecho b'olam hazeh lefnei apreizder, before you go into Olam Haba. That this world here is the world of Asiya, to do mitzvahs, to prepare yourself in order to go into Olam Haba. How much can we prepare ourselves for? We don't know. The person will just use up his strength in any prat, any way that he has it to do. any type of a mitzvah that he feels he's good at, he could do it. Even though he feels he can't get to the highest madrega of the mitzvah. He'll never reach his goal, he'll never reach the end. That's not enough. Don't just stop, but like the Pasuk says here, Hashem Nesol Liboy, they lifted up the hearts and figured, the Mishkan has to be built. Who's going to do it? We don't know. Hashem wants it to be done, we'll go and do it. And they were Maisa Nefesh, they went to build the Mishkan, and Hashem granted them this Chochmah that they were able to build the Mishkan. There's Zuad in every person. He has Koyches, he has strength, in all different types of ways. Is everybody has to find his kayach, his strength, what he's good for, what he could try and do, even though he'll feel he'll never get to the end of it. That's not enough. Don't stop. But put all your strength into doing it as much as you could. Nesol Liboy, and you'll never know where you'll end up. You may gain wonders. Make a vad, make a chabura, make shiurim, come to learn together, do tzedakah together, care about other people, care about the sorchi rabbin. By little actions that you put yourself into, you never know what the outcome comes, how great the outcome could come. But what Hashem wants from us is not to be lazy, not to sit back, but rather learn, to learn from the end, what it means to hop around, to do all that you could do, to prepare yourself in this world for Olam HaBo. Preparing yourself means do as much as you could do. Any type of a strength, the koyach that you have, all the different type of inyanim that you can help out, Klal Yisrael. Don't just sit back, but adarabba, try your best to put yourself into working for Klal Yisrael, to try and do things. You never know, just by trying, how much could come out of it. Then the next pasuk says, pasuk of days, vayavoyu ho'anoshim al hanoshim, that the men and the women came together to give the nedavas, to give the presents for the Mishkan. So Rashi says, al hanoshim means im hanoshim, that the men and women came together to give presents for the Mishkan. However, the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bechaya, they learn a little bit different. That the Pasuk says, Vayavoyu ho'anoshim al hanoshim, that the men came like on top, on the women, is the pshat is that the women were first here. And both the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechaya says that that the Loshin al hanoshim yera ki hanoshim boyo shom batchila, that the women came first to give the presents and the davas for the Mishkan. And he says, Zayis Maila Gadarla Benoshim ki Bemaiso Egel. When it came to the Cheto Egel, Larotza Loser Tachshitayim. The women did not want to give away their jewelry for the Cheto Egel. Because it says there in the Posek, Vayoimele Aaron, Pirko Nizme Hazov Ashabiozne Nesheichim, that Aaron told them, take off the jewelry from your wives. And then the Posek says, Vayisporko Kolom, as Nizme Hazov, that the men took off their own jewelry. Mashma, the women did not give the jewelry to throw it for the Chet Egel. It was only the men that did it. And now, when it came to the Mleches of the Mishkan, to the Menabda, to give presents for the Mishkan, here also, that the women were Nicha to give away their jewelry first. And for them, it meant a tremendous thing, like everybody knows. Jewelry means a tremendous thing by women. Still, they were able, they were willing to give it away, B'Simcha Rabbah. That was their simcha, that Hashem wanted the Mishkan. They wanted to give these presents for the Mishkan. And the Pirkei of the Reb Lezer says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back reward to the Noshim, Bo'elam Hazeh or Bo'elam Habor, in this world and in the next world. It says, Lefi Shoyesh Shom Rosh Chodesh, because this took place on Rosh Chodesh. So the Pirkei of the Reb Lezer says, O Bo'elam Hazeh, Shemishameres, Rosh HaKadoshim Yoseh Min HaNoshim. There's a big Indian of Rosh Chodesh by women than there is by men, which usually brought down that women don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, a minig like that, or at least part of Rosh Chodesh, which they have a bigger Indian of Rosh Chodesh more than men. Hodin Olam Haboy says also they have a tremendous chara for this fact that the women were the one that they came for the egel, they did not give away their jewelry. However, now when it came for Melechas HaMishkan to donate for the Mishkan, they were the ones that gave off the jewelry first. Then after Shlishi, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, Re'u, see, Koro Hashem b'shem Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mata Yehuda. That Betzalel, he was the son of Uri ben Chur, he was from Mata Yehuda, Vayamala Yosei Ruach Elokim b'chochma b'svuna v'das v'chom locham. That he had a tremendous Ruach of chochma, of wisdom and understanding and das to do all the melachos of the Mishkan. And he was like the chief director of making the Mishkan. But still later, when it says exactly what they did when they made the Mishkan, in Parsha Lamed Zayin, the first Pasuk says, Vayas Bitzalel Es Oren. Bitzalel made the Oren. Atzei Shittim Amasayim V'chetzi Orko V'yama V'chetzi Rochba V'yama V'chetzi Kamosa. That the first thing that Bitzalel did to make was he made the Oren the place where they put the Luchas, where they put the Torah. Rashi brings down and says, Lefi Shenosa Nafshe Ala Melocha. Since Bitzalel was Moise Nefesh, put all his life into making the Melocha, Yoise Mishar Chachomim, more than all the other Chachomim, Nikras Al Shmoi. That's why it was called on his name. Like Vayas Bitzalel Es Oren, the Yoren is called by his name, by the name of Bitzalel. And the Sifsei Chachomim is Mazbe explains that all of it just says Vayas, Vayas, and they did. It doesn't say Bitzalel did it. Only by the Oren does it say Vayas Bitzalel. And he says the Fishain Ben Kedusha Kol Kach K'moy Oren, because the other Kelim didn't have so much holiness like the Oren did. Is Lerotza Bitzalel Hatriach Kol Kach Bas Yosin, that Bitzalel himself did not put all his efforts into the other Kelim, rather he let the other ones do it, or Leov, and his other Talmidim did it. He just showed them how to do it. But by building the Oren, show you by Kedusha G'dayla, Mishum Hochi Bitzalel Atzmoy Hoye Matriach Boy, that's why the Sichah Chachamim explains here that Bitzalel put all his effort, all his work into making the Oren, because that was the most holy Kalim of all. He put all his work into here. And Uadin, the Das Kainim Ibala Taisus explains to say that the Oren was the first one of the Kli HaMishkan to be made. And he says, because the Pasuk says, Pischa Dvarecha Yoyer, that means Shoya Or Nivra Boilam Tchila. Who had been in the world, the first thing that was created was the Or, the light. The first thing Hashem created was Or, light. Ulakachi, the Das Kainim Ibala Taisus says, Ulakach HaOren, Sheboi HaTorah, the Or and the Ark, that they put the Torah into, Shenemar, was also like build first. But the Apostle says, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, is Nasa Tchila. Since the Torah is our Or, is our light, so just like light was created first in the world, therefore now by building the Kalim, they build the Oren first. And also it goes on, V'yena tamaitzi shmoi shel Bitzalel ashum kli mikol kli amishkan el al Oren. We only find that Bitzalel's name is mentioned upon this keli, the Oren. V'fi sheshem shel Bitzalel moira al shem tzel kel. Comes to tell us the shadow of Hashem. In other words, just like the light was created first, and we know Torah Or, our light comes from the Torah, and the pshat is, like we always say, the Torah makes things light for us to know what is the right way, what does Hashem want from us. If we want to know how to do the mitzvahs, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, we have to learn the Torah that explains to us the right ways, what Hashem wants. That's called the real light. So the light comes out from the Torah. And here, Bitzalel, he was the one to build the Oren, and Bischus this, he was Zeichetak in Torah also. It's always brought down, Shevet Yehuda was Zeichet to be the Mechaikakim. They were the ones to stay over the Halachas and to be Mechadish the Halachas, and to be Mechadish according to the Yud Gimel Midish of Torah Nedreshes Behem. And Bitzalel, like we said before, he was from Shevet Yehuda, because he was Moisa Nefesh now to build the Oren, that's why they were Zeichet for the Limud HaTorah to be the Peskim in Klal Yisrael. Now, Stam, these parshas, Vayakka, Pekuda, again talk about the Yasiyas, the building of the Mishkan. But the Rabbeinu Bechai, at the beginning of the parsha, starts off to say, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah was mentioned 5 times, the Nyonim of the Asiyas HaMishkan, of building the Mishkan. 5 different times it's mentioned. And he goes through them is that first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it over to Moshe, the Tzivui, how to build the Mishkan. And once he did it, at the beginning of the parsha's Truma, he spoke about the protein. He told them exactly how to do it, and then the chazav askiru there are klal. Then in the parsha's Kisisa, Hashem says generally, also again telling Moshe about building the Mishkan. Then the 3rd time it's mentioned in the Torah is our parsha here, that Moshe now explains to Klal Yisrael also but there are klal. He says general rule about going to build the Mishkan. He says v'chochacham leibuchem. That's the 3rd time. Then the 4th time it's mentioned here. That's the Sifa the Torah says, Achar Hamaisa, who shekosa v'yasu kochachem lei b'yoysam locho, v'yizkar al kol dover v'dover v'yas v'yas. And everything it says now exactly how they did it, how they did it. And the 5th time he says is, Achar shenishmo kol hamlocha b'parshas, after it finished all the melochas that talks about, for Yeviyu es Mishkan el Moshe, it says a fifth time about Inyan of the Mishkan, how they did it. So the kids of five different times it says throughout these parshas the tzivuyim that Hashem commanded the building of the Beis HaMikdash of the Mishkan, and how later on they went to make the Mishkan. And all this shows us the chavivas, how much Hashem really loves the Mishkan, how dear it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he repeats it over so many times, that the more dear, the more chashuv something is, that's why it's repeated so many times. And he says, just like we darshin, and there is a medrash here, the Ibn Chaim brings down the moshul for this is, that the Chum give a moshul, like a king that sent his son to school, sent him to Lebeis HaSefer. So when the son comes home, the king asks him, son, did you eat? Son, did you drink? Son, was it good? Was it bad? How did everything go? He keeps on asking over and over again the same questions. How did they go? How did the day go? The pshat is because the king loves his son. He wants to ask him over and over again, how did everything go? It's the same thing here, Hashem. Hashem feels the Mishkan is so dear to him. That's a chosh of a thing that Hashem is giving us now. He's giving us the opportunity to build a makom where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will live there, where the Shekhinah will be there, that we will be able to do avodah there, do special avodah there, do the karbonos there. Because of this great special thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats it over and over again to show how dear this is. Now, Lamaisa, Bizman is there, even though there's no real Beis HaMikdash today, HaKadosh the Gemara says that Binyayim Shechorav Beis HaMikdash Eina LaKadosh Baruch Hu Balomoy Elo Dal Dama Shel Halacha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the place where he lives now, is the Dal Dama Shel Halacha. It's every Beis HaMikdash, everybody can see us, where people come together to do mitzvahs together, to learn together. That's the Beis HaMikdash Mat. That's the Mokam Ashkina Bezman Azem. And those are the places that are also very, very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Has also these the chashivis of Me'ein, the Mishkan. And the same way the halacha is about Merah HaMishkan, Merah HaMikdash, how we have to fear, and how we have to give cover to the place of the Mishkan, because since we see that Hashem has it so dear, Hashem loves the Mishkan so much, that's why we have to give it so much special respect in the Mishkan. Who are then these halachas apply to every day, the Beis HaMikdash we go to, the Beis HaKnesses we go to, so we have to go there with respect. We have to know we're going to a special place now. This is the Makom where the Shekhinah is, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is today, and this is Hashem's dear place, and that's where we have to go in there with respect. We have to daven there with respect. We have to learn there with respect. Like it's different, whatever we do in shul, or what we do outside the shul. Same with Daimler, if you're inside the palace of a king, whether you're outside the palace of the king. So we have to know all these parshas of the Mishkan, Me'ein Zeh is in every single Beis HaKnesses that we have. Every single Beis HaMedrash it is. It's also a different place, a place where Hashem's, that's Hashem's palace. We have to act different there, and daven different there, and learn different there. Like everybody should like to be zeichetaka to mekayim these inyonim of our mikdash mat to be mekadish our bote kanesias and our bote midrashas. All right, I'll stop here.